According to the AA, 2,500 people die on Britain's roads each year. That's 7 or 8 a day, and more than the number of people murdered. But so many cases could have been prevented with regular servicing of vehicles. And that's never been so important, with the winter drawing in and the economic downturn. You may think you're saving your money by not looking after your car, but it's false economy in the long run. Here's AA President Edmund King.
We're very concerned, particularly this year, because due to the recession, our research shows about 10 to 20% of drivers are cutting back on servicing their cars. Now, what we find from the breakdown point of view, there are at least 20% more breakdowns in the winter months. And it is things that can be picked up at a regular service, things like batteries, tyres, brakes. Those are all things that in winter actually lead to more breakdowns. And more breakdowns actually leads to more accidents. And it put drivers and their passengers at risk because you never know where you're going to break down.
Last November alone, the AA Patrol attended 300,000 breakdowns, a number that could have been greatly reduced if motorists regularly maintained the upkeep of their vehicles. So, to get an understanding of a typical day for the AA, I went out on patrol with John Apsey. Well, John, lovely to see you. As we approach the winter months, obviously the temperatures are dipping, conditions are getting worse. So expecting a very busy day today?
Yeah, we're expecting a busy day. Weather comes in now, we get a lot of wet weather coming through, and this will cause effects on cars. The day we can invent a car that's not affected by weather will be a very sad day for AA patrols, because there'll be a lot of us unemployed.
Well, let's get on patrol, shall we, and see what the day has in store for us.
Let's go.
So what does that noise signify to you then?
Right, this item on our dashboard is what we call an MDT, a mobile data terminal. Everything on the screen tells you about the job. I've got every information I need: make, model, colour, obviously registration number, location. We've got job now coming through, which gives us a wheel change. High percentage of our jobs are wheel changes. But what we've noticed over the last year or so is that people are not checking the tyres, and they're actually wearing through, and we've had situations that the tyre is very, very dangerous, totally illegal. You've got to remember, your tyre is only the point of contact with the road. Now, if we could put a vehicle on a plate of glass and you looked underneath, believe it or not, you would only have the size of a footprint. That is the only point of contact with the road. So if you lose contact with that road, throw your tyres, you're going to have an accident. There's no two ways about it.
How often do you look at a case study and think, well, this really would have been preventable if the customer maintained the upkeep of the car properly?
I would say perhaps about 40% of our work is down to lack of service sometimes. You can always tell when you open the bonnet of a car whether it's actually looked after or it's just used from day in, day out. I tend to say if you look after your car will look after you. You've got to remember, if you're not looking after your car, if that breaks down, you can't pick where it's going to break down. You can't say, well, I'll break down in the car park in the local superstore and it's going to be nice and safe. That car could break down on a motorway, extremely dangerous, on an A road, on a set of traffic lights. And we've all seen the scenario, somebody's broken down, and everybody gets behind and gets agitated, and you're late for a meeting, and you're going to have your best clothes on, sort of thing. So by looking after your car, having it serviced, having it checked, you're going to not necessarily stop that happening, but you're going to drastically reduce the chance of it happening.
John, here we are, an exceptionally busy road just on the outskirts of Cardiff, but one happy customer yet again.
Yeah, Mr. Charles is very happy by here now. His tyre was badly worn on the inside, which runs straight through to the canvas. Tends to show again that vehicles, if a vehicle was service checked, tracking checked on it, this could have been avoided. Very, very busy road. He was in a very precarious position, traffic trying to get around him. Happy customer, he's got a nice spare, we put the spare on, all well and good. He's safe on his journey. He'll get that one exchanged as soon as possible. And back away he goes. Off we go to the next one.
Well, Mr. Charles, no doubt lessons been learnt today. Huge relief, though, that the AA came to your rescue.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just highlighted the fact that how important regular servicing is. I mean, I wouldn't pay attention to my tyres normally, and if I hadn't broken down, they wouldn't have highlighted my problems with my tyres. And yeah, in these winter months, it could have caused a nasty accident later on, or even more damage to my car. So, knuckles wrapped, regular servicing from me onward, I think.
So, what can motorists like Mr. Charles do this winter? Here's Paul Mewers from Ford.
Always make sure that your car has had the service, that you're within the service intervals, or if you need to go and catch up, go and get that done on the vehicle. Look at other parts on there. You know, one of the most important things on the vehicle are things like the battery. Check that the battery as we go into the winter is working. It's a classic time for that to fail. Tyres, you know, give yourself a chance. Make sure that your tyres are, you're not just legal, but you're actually giving a reasonable set of tread on the tyres. Brakes, go down to a dealership. They'll put the car up on a ramp for you generally, and they will take a quick inspection and take you around 25 of the items on there that are key to safety, and just give you the reassurance that actually your car's okay. Other things, if you're going out and the conditions are getting bad, make sure things like your screen washer bottle is topped up, that you're using the right concentration of screen wash in the bottle so that it's not going to freeze if we do get a sudden cold snap. Check your wiper blades. Again, if you can't clear your windscreen in the winter months and your visibility gets impaired, it really is a danger that you're exposing yourself to. At the simplest level, just doing things like making sure your lights are clean. It's just very simple things that will help you, I think, as you take the car through the winter.
I think now I need to ask you, I mean, what's on offer if you head down to your local Ford dealership?
The dealer can do anything from the standard routine servicing in there. They could do major repairs on the vehicle. Or alternatively, if you have a vehicle that's sort of 3 years plus old and you're just looking for some way of making sure that it's in reasonable condition, take it down and have a value service done. Most dealers will do that for around £99, and it will cover all the sort of major items that you would need attended to in a service, and it puts your car back into a condition where you're looking after it properly.
So therefore, in this recession, while people are a little bit frightened of what they're spending, it does mean that servicing doesn't necessarily have to be expensive.
No, it doesn't at all. And the thing which we found the most is that by doing little bits of routine maintenance and keeping the vehicle in good condition, you're probably saving yourself from the larger bills.
So there's no excuse. Look after your car this winter with the help of Ford, and don't become a statistic.